This is part two of the message, that we've been dealing with. We're going to rush into it. So we discussed some many beautiful things about the times and the season that we're in and the responses that the Lord expects of us as God's children during this time. Members of the body of Christ, if you're a child of God, you need to understand and you need to know that we are right now, we're in a time of attack. We're in a time of war. As the children of Israel entered into a time and a season of war, we also have entered into this time of season and war. And the Lord ministered to me that it is a time of victory. It is a time of triumph. It is a time of great glory. Hallelujah. So it is a time of victory, triumph, and great glory. There's going to be victory. There's going to be triumph. And there's going to be great glory. Hallelujah. And then the power and the glory of the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We have entered into that time. And these attacks is what is actually going to catapult us into the glory, that glory, that splendor. Hallelujah. Remember when the attacks came upon the Lord Jesus Christ for him to be crucified, and then what the devil thought was he was attacking Jesus and he was getting rid of Jesus, but actually what he was doing, he was bringing out the glory. Hallelujah. He was actually fulfilling the will of the Lord to bring out the glory of the Lord. So what are the other things that the Lord has ministered to us regarding what the child of God, what the Christian, what the church, what the body of Christ needs to be looking at and doing in this time? What is your response as a Christian? What is your response as a child of God in this time of triumph, in this time of victory, while we're in this time of war? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, let's go there quickly. I'll read from verse 57. It says, "But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory, the triumph." Glory to God. It says, "Thanks be to God, who gives us the triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ." So it's through our Lord Jesus Christ we receive the triumph. Glory to God. Now pay attention to the instruction. Pay attention to the instruction. Okay, we're in a season of triumph. We're in a season of victory. Thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph. He causes us to be victorious during this time. Glory to God. All right, verse 58 says, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. So there are some practical moves. So in this time of war, in this time of attack, the word of the Lord is coming to you today. Be ye steadfast. All right. Number one, unmovable. Number two. All right. And then number three, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, be ye steadfast. Okay, so what do I do now? The church, the body of Christ, is under attack. Remember the instructions that we went through in our previous episode. One of them was what? You need to pray. Glory to God. You need to pray. And then the other one was in these attacks, don't be offended. Glory to God. You need to pray. Don't be offended. And then now these are some more instructions. And when you're praying, all right, and you're praying against offense, okay, the next thing that you need to do, it says, be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. Okay? It says, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Glory to God. So that's another instruction. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we go to 1 John chapter 5 for some more instructions. I'll read from verse 3. It says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Glory to God. It says, we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Verse 4, this is where I want us to go to. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Glory to God. And then it says, and this is the victory. It's our year of victory. It's the time of victory. It's our season of victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Glory to God. It says, who is he that overcomes the world? So there's going to be attacks. From where? They're coming from the world. The devil is going to use the world to attack the brother. The devil is going to use the world to attack the sister. The devil is going to use the world to attack the man of God, the woman of God, the church, the ministry. All right? The devil is going to attack is going to use the world. Hallelujah. And then it says, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. It says, even our faith. Glory to God. It says, who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. So we're going to be using faith. Faith. faith to overcome. Faith. Remember, when we go to Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to go there right now for some more instruction. He says that above all, hallelujah, it says above all, we are in a time of what? We're in a time of attack. We're in a time of war. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, he says, this is the victory, right, that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. He's the one that what? That overcomes the world. He's the world overcomer. So what is happening? The attacks are coming from the world. The devil is going to send the world, all right, to attack the Christian. The devil is going to attack the world to attack the man of God, the church, the ministry, the name of Jesus Christ. But then he says that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And Ephesians chapter 6, he goes on to say, says, above all, take upon to you the what? The shield of faith. Glory to God. It says the shield of faith, so that you may be able to quench. Glory to God. You'll be able to quench. All right. When the attacks come, you take your field of your shield of faith, so that you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Glory to God. Let's go to Ephesians right now. That's where we're going to. Hallelujah. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Hallelujah. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. It says even our faith. What is faith? Hey, I have to do a series for you on faith. Glory to God. A study on faith for you. I have to do that. I have to do that, and I'll reveal to you from the scriptures things about faith that you never thought existed, but they're in your Bible. They're in the scriptures. Glory to God. Okay, Ephesians. So this year is going to be a very busy year. There are going to be a lot of series. Glory to God. We're going to do a series on judgment. We're going to do a series on faith. All right. Even when we get back to our regular programming, when we're talking about seven miracles of righteousness, when we're talking about seven miracles of righteousness, glory to God. One of them is faithfulness that deals with faith. Don't miss that one. I'll touch a little bit on faith there, right? But then I think faith requires its own series, okay? Because it's a very, very big message and teaching in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6. Okay, so we're going to be using faith to overcome the world, faith to overcome the attacks, faith to overcome the attacks. Glory to God. Okay. I'm reading from verse 10. Finally, my brethren, hallelujah. It says, finally, my brethren, it says, be strong in the Lord. Ha, yeah, 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 yeah. So in this time of attack and war, our season of triumph and victory, he says what? Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Pray, all right? Pray that you'd be not offended. Pray against offense, all right? Glory to God. Be not offended. And your response is to pray. Hallelujah, that you enter not into temptation, that you enter not into temptation. Glory to God. So these are the instructions. Then it says, now here we come to Ephesians chapter 6, all right? It says what? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, all right? Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God when there are attacks. We're in a season of attack. So now is the time for you to put on the whole armor of God. Okay, let's look at what the word says here. Okay, it says put on the whole armor of God. It says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So we are in a season of the wiles of the devil. It says put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Hiya. So these attacks do not originate from men. They do not originate from the world, but they come through the world. The devil uses the world. And we overcome the world with our faith, all right? But then he says, we've got some weapons. I have a series on this. It's called Weapons and Warfare, where I will deal extensively on what spiritual warfare is and what the weapons are. Glory to God. Okay, but we'll touch briefly on it here. Glory to God. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. These are not people, but the attacks come through people, all right? In the same way, the move and the power of God and the works of God are executed through men and women of God who are also people. The kingdom of darkness also uses people, all right, to attack and to hinder and to limit and to bring limitations, all right, upon what? Upon the work of God and upon the things of God and the kingdom of God advancing in the world, okay? I will explain to you briefly from the scripture. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So you need the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand in the evil day. So what the word of God is telling us, that in this season, we're in the season of the evil day. Because the nation of Israel is under attack. The body of Christ is under attack. It's the evil day. So what do you need to do? You need to put on the whole armor of God. Oh, glory to God. Okay, it says, why? It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It says, but against principalities. These are archangels, fallen angels that rule around territories. Okay, and then it says, after that, this is the hierarchy, the structure of authority. These are the spiritual beings, the spiritual ranks, hierarchies that we are up against. Okay, it says, principalities. These are angels, fallen angels. Right, principalities. And then after that, under them, you've got what? Powers. These are spirit beings that influence authorities. That is political authority, right? And financial authority. So they try to infiltrate. They sit upon authorities. They influence authorities. They influence governments. These are spirits, they are responsible to influence those who are in authority. Okay? So their whole responsibility, so they take instruction from the principalities. The principalities are the ones that are in charge of regions. They're in charge, they're territorial, and they're in charge of regions. And then in that region, you've got those that are in authority, in government. These are the people that run the affairs of men in the earth, the political leaders. There are spirits and demons that are there, that are assigned to influence authorities. So these are what, those are what the Bible calls powers. So they operate within the authorities, right? Everywhere where there's political power or financial power or any authority that affects the lives of men, right? This is where these spirit beings operate. These are their powers, okay? These are the powers, okay? So the local government places, the places of economic power, economic authority, where people have access to financial power, finances that brings power and authority that controls the livelihood and the living of people in an area, in a region, in a city, in a town, okay? Those are powers. These are specific demons, specific spirits, and their responsibility. They answer to principalities, and their responsibility is to control those that are in authority and to sway them. It says, we're not wrestling against the people that are in authority. It says, but there are these powers that sit on those that are in authority, that try to influence those that are in authority. So in this time of war, you need to know who you're up against. So this battle that is happening, when they say it's not a political battle, it's not politics. It's spiritual war. It's spiritual warfare. You think it's politics or geopolitical. It's not geopolitical or it's not geopolitics. Things that have to do with religions are political. Things that have to do with the governance of people, in as much as they're political, they're spiritual. They're being run and governed and moved by spirits, by demons, by principalities and powers. Okay, we will do weapons and warfare thoroughly. We will show you and share from the scriptures how these principalities and powers operate. So as a child of God, you need to be aware, you need to know, you need to be knowledgeable. You need to be knowledgeable with what you're up against. Before you go and you want to take a territory, you want to take a city, you don't just go there and say, we're here to preach. Yes, you can just go there and say, we're going to preach. But if you're going to make impact, then you're going to have to deal with some principalities. Then you're going to have to deal with some powers. Those that have places of power. places of authority, businesses that own and are in charge of a lot of territory and the livelihood and the well-being and the living of people. There are demons that sit, that seek to influence those entities. Those are the powers or authorities, all right, okay? And then it says, we wrestle not against principalities, powers, and then it says, against rulers of the darkness. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Now you're talking about people that control information. These are demons that want to control information. They control what people should know. They want to limit and to control what people should know. Okay? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, he called him the prince of the power of the air. Right? He's called the prince of the power. So now, the one that is into the archangel, the archprincipality that is over the rulers of the darkness is the prince of the power of the air. These ones, they control media and information, the things that people should know. They want to influence what happens, what people are being taught in schools, what information you have access to. They don't want you to get information and access to the things of God. They don't want you to get access to information to teachings and preachings that of the gospel. These are the rulers of the darkness. So they want to manage and to control the level of ignorance that controls people. These are demons that are responsible for the ignorance of people. These are demons that are responsible for the means of communication, media, the things that people should know. They want to limit, and they're all governed by this prince of the power of the air. And what do they do? They blind the hearts of them that believe not. These are the rulers of the darkness. Rulers of the darkness of this world. What do they do? Their assignment is to blind the hearts of them that believe not. They want to keep them in darkness. They want to keep them blinded. That's why it's called the rulers of the darkness, because the people there, they're blinded from the light of the gospel of Christ. They're blinded from the truth of the gospel of the word of God. So these are demons, these are spirit beings that want to control, right, what people can and should know. So there'll be attacks there, attacks on information. They're going to be hindering how information moves. They're going to be limiting how the gospel can move. Even on social media, when they say there's censorship there, censorship. These are these demons that are trying to limit the information that people have access to, the truth that people have access to. So now they're even into concocting lies to deceive the people, great deception. So we're going to be seeing attacks of deception. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against rulers of the darkness of this world that blind the minds of them that believe not. They want to keep them in darkness. That is what these spirit beings are responsible for, to keep people in darkness, in perpetual darkness, so that they never come to the knowledge of the truth. Okay, and then it says, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and then it says, against spiritual wickedness. Now, spiritual wickedness in high places, right? Spiritual wickedness in high. These, now you're talking about your everyday demons. These are the ones that want to control the lives of people. They want to control families. They want to control people. They want to control people's destinies. Demons, that's why you have your witchcraft, your sangomas, your wizards, your sorcerers, right? That is their rank, right? In this revelation of what we're up against, okay? Spiritual wickedness. They're the ones that are responsible for the accidents, the sicknesses, the diseases. Small demons, these are small ones, these are the small ones, these are the small ones. Now these other ones, you're gonna now need to know to recognize them and address them. You know, when you want to take over territories, when you want to take over certain situations, you have to address them accordingly. They're not your everyday ordinary demons. Your spiritual, the rulers of the darkness, for example, or powers, okay? All right, let's keep this one short, glory to God. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. How many times does he say stand here? Let's count it. First Corinthians chapter 15, when we read it, it says, stand, right? Stand, he says, stand there, steadfast, unmovable, right? Now here he comes, and then he says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, number one, in the evil day, and having done all to stand, number two, hallelujah. And then verse 14, stand therefore, when you hear those things, what comes to your heart, what comes to your spirit, what comes to your mind, right? When you hear an instruction like that, withstand, stand, stand. Okay. It says, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It says, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Glory to God. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Rhema, the spoken word, the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Glory to God for all saints. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will look when we get into, I think, when we finish seven miracles of righteousness. But when we get to finish 7 miracles of righteousness, I actually want to do a series on weapons and warfare. Weapons and warfare. We will look at all these things in detail. I briefly just went into some of them, and then I can actually now begin to go throughout all the Bible to reveal to you what these demonic structure, the hierarchy, how you can recognize it, where the Bible reveals it, and how we can address it, and how we can address it, and how we can exercise authority and dominion over them. Remember, the Bible says that Jesus Christ raised us up together with him and made us sit together with him, all right, far above all principalities and powers. Glory to God. All right, now he brings us, says we are far above them. If you're born again, if you're a child of God, you are far above them. Glory to God. And you have to know this and operate accordingly. Glory to God, far above them. My name is Shingi. I love you. God bless you. And remember, this is your time. It is your time. It's your season of victory and triumph. It's our time of victory and triumph. Be blessed. Be blessed. Your year is blessed. Your way is blessed. Everything you lay your hands upon to is blessed. Glory to God. You will succeed. You have succeeded. Remember what we shared in the Word of God, what the Word of the Lord said to us. You have overcome the world. All right, and this is the victory. All right, this is the victory. It says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. It says, the one that overcomes the world is the one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God, and that is you. My name is Shingi. God bless you, and remember, this is your time.